Division on display. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The new Congress is underway with a new Republican House majority, but the vote for House Speaker is headed to a second ballot and possibly more for the first time in a century.
As it stands, I will not be voting for Kevin McCarthy as Speaker.
Colorado Republican Lauren Boebert and other House Freedom Caucus members, like Florida's Matt Gaetz, say they are not swayed to support House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy.
If you want to drain the swamp, you cannot put the biggest alligator in charge of the exercise.
McCarthy needs an outright majority, likely 218 votes, to become Speaker, a tally he can't reach with just a handful of Republican holdouts.
And I will always fight to put the American people first, not a few individuals that want something for themselves.
The House will vote one tally after another until a Speaker is elected.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Other House business essentially on hold in the meantime, with the Speaker needed first to swear in House members. McCarthy falling well short on the first ballot, with several other Republicans getting a handful of votes, leaving House Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries with more votes than McCarthy. Smooth sailing in the U.S. Senate, where Vice President Kamala Harris administered the oath. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer appealing for unity.
If both sides are willing to give it a good faith effort, I'm optimistic we can be successful, far more successful than many might think.
And Democrats now have a 51-49 edge in the Senate, including three independents counted as caucusing with the Democrats. The NFL just announcing that last night's Bills-Bengals game, suspended after a serious injury, will not be resumed this week. They're not ruling out a later date, though the playoffs begin January 14th. Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest on the field. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a three-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
Police in western Pennsylvania say the man who shot and killed a police chief, wounding two other cops, was heavily armed.
Allegheny County Police, along with other agencies, say five guns believed to be used by Aaron Lamont Swan Jr. have been recovered. It's believed Swan shot and killed Brackenridge Police Chief Justin McIntyre. Two other officers were wounded a short distance away. Pursuit of Swan led police to chase him into Pittsburgh, where Swan was killed in a shootout. State Attorney General and Governor-elect Josh Shapiro praised McIntyre for his service to community. Swan was being sought by police Sunday for possessing weapons in violation of his parole. He ran, but was spotted Monday prior to the deadly confrontation.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. A change of plea hearing at this hour for Frank James, the man accused of shooting and injuring 10 people during an attack on a New York City subway train last April that led to federal terrorism charges. He's expected to plead guilty now to all 11 counts against him. The Florida governor begins his second term today.
That I will support, protect, and defend.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis takes his oath to start another 4 years in office, following a first term he claims led the state to such prosperity it drew hundreds of thousands.
The historic number of families who have moved from states across this country because they saw Florida as the land of liberty and the land of sanity.
In Tallahassee, outside Florida's historic Capitol building, DeSantis adds his second term will focus on tax cuts and more family protections.
We will defend our children against those who seek to rob them of their innocence.
In Broward County, Florida, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Stocks are lower, not quite as bad as earlier today. Right now, the Dow's down 177, the NASDAQ tumbling more than 1%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.